After last week's earthquake, bone-chilling cold, and power outages, listeners across the country could probably use some comic relief. Critic Maureen Carrigan prescribes The Partisan, a new novel by Benjamin Cheever.
I think if my last name were Cheever and I were a writer, I'd avoid writing stories about suburban, middle-class people leading lives of quiet desperation. After all, John Cheever plumbed the depths of those septic tanks in his brilliant short stories and novels. So Benjamin Cheever, John's son, must be something of a masochist because he set his second novel, The Partisan, in Westchester, New York, and he's peopled it with an angst-ridden cast of characters. It's like Benjamin Cheever is daring his readers to make facile comparisons between him and his famous father. So I will. John Cheever is one of the all-time great American writers, the bard of mundane anguish. But Benjamin Cheever is funnier. The droll narrator of The Partisan is a college student named Nelson Ballard. Nelson also holds down a job editing ad copy for the town newspaper. He thinks of himself as the Maxwell Perkins of the classifieds. Nelson and his kid sister Nar, short for Narcissus, live with their aunt and uncle, Elsbeth and Jonas Collingwood. Jonas is one of those minor novelists who somehow keep getting published, even though nobody but the occasional minor book reviewer reads his work. But then, Jonas's 18th novel, entitled My Life as a Woman, breaks through. Critics hail it as a thinly veiled memoir of Jonas's adventures with the Italian resistance during World War II. Overnight, Jonas is transformed into the Hemingway of Westchester, and droves of reporters and one smarmy biographer beg him for interviews. Jonas's German publishers even give him a huge advance to write his real autobiography. The only crabgrass in this literary field of dreams is that Jonas is suffering from a suspicious case of writer's block. He keeps asking Nelson to raid the local public library for dusty memoirs of little-known Italian resistance fighters. This screwball plot gives Benjamin Cheever rich opportunities for ridiculing the publishing industry, as well as lampooning our culture's shaky distinctions among history, fiction, and lies. But the funniest moments in The Partisan occur in dialogue. Cheever's characters don't just politely converse. They puncture each other with one-liners and joust with jokes. In the opening chapter, as the family gathers for dinner, Jonas sets the tongue-in-cheek tone with this blessing. Dear Lord, we take great pleasure in the loving presence of those tied to us by long association and financial dependence. Complaining about her uncle's refusal to allow a TV set in the house, Nora suggests, we should be put on display in the Museum of Natural History, right between the woolly mammoth and the diorama of the hunters and gatherers. They could put our living room in a glass case and call it The Readers. Well, maybe if there were more comic novels like The Partisan, the rest of us wouldn't end up watching so many unfunny TV sitcoms. In The Partisan, Benjamin Cheever takes us back to the literary landscape his father first surveyed. But instead of John Cheever-esque despair or Beaver Cleaver-esque inanity, Benjamin Cheever's suburbia is awash with wit. Remember that?
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Partisan by Benjamin Cheever.